Welcome to the book, Where Did They Go? The World of Vesda. Copyright 2015 by author A. Nation. I'm about to tell you the strangest tale that has ever happened to me. Have you ever put something down and later returned to find it gone? Then, as mysterious as the item had disappeared, it returns where you had left it. Could it be a strange force in the universe? Or could there be someone real who is taking and bringing back your possessions? Is it occurring to me, Susan Edwards, because my husband died in a tragic accident? Or is there a ghost in my house? Missing items and murder come together in this odd story of loss, gain, and found again. Chapter 1, Day 1. Tuesday. Running. I am running. My bare feet slap the thick dew-covered reeds. I seem to be running as if I want to prevent something from happening. What am I running to? Or am I running from this fear that I feel gripping my soul? I have to keep going. I have to get somewhere. I can't be late. The bridge. I have to get to the bridge. But why? An urgency propels me forward until I stop by the shore of the rushing silver river. I see the bridge. I am cold. I am only wearing my pink nightshirt. I have to get there before he does, I tell myself. My bare feet stumble along the uneven river's edge as I try not to take my eyes off the metal span ahead. The closer I thought I was approaching the metal overpass, crossing the Snake River, the further it moved away. Then in horror I watched a car break through the side railing and fly out over the rushing waters. It hovered in the air for the longest time until it hit the churning liquid with a tremendous splash. For a few moments the auto floated, and I could see someone within pounding against the inside of the driver's window, trying to escape. Like a hungry monster, the river swallows the car with the occupant until the man inside could no longer be seen. I jump into the river, hoping I could reach the drowning person, but the waters were too swift. It was then that I sat up in my bed, choking, gasping, and drenching with sweat.